Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Natural Times with Taliba Johnson, bringing you the latest, fascinating, hip, fun, innovative, and informative trends naturally. Just keeping it real. I'm playing a music this morning, and it's by Shaggy, and it's called Keeping It Real. And I want to keep it real with you today. Today is episode 34, and this information came across to me this morning, early this morning. And it took me some reading up on it to say, let me research this just a little bit further. I began researching it a little, and what I came up with is some interesting information. What I'm talking about, it is called the edible water pods. What it seems like is that these water pods have been out since 2017. I've never heard about them, never seen them until, like I said, this came across to my inbox this morning. And I know in researching it, one of the goals from the one and two companies that are out there that are making these pods, it's to decrease the plastic usage and waste in our society. I totally get it, because you know me, it has to be done naturally, it has to be good for the population, and it has to be able to keep us healthy, wealthy, and wise, all of the above. As I have mentioned before in previous occasions, society is moving towards being sustainable and a minimalist world. The less we use and consume and waste of things, the better off our planet would be. We're becoming sustainable, meaning that we can reuse things from byproducts of a particular item, food item, things that are produced. And there's some waste materials that we can reuse to make something else. We've got to be sustainable. Now, this has nothing to do with whether I am an ecologist or environmentalist or none of that. It's more just towards us keeping what we call this planet together for us to live together. That's all where I'm getting at. Now, my next thought is this water pod natural? Is it a trend or is it a hype? Does it make sense in fulfilling what society is asking? I know me and others out there are really asking these questions because it has to make sense. Well, the first question up is, can this be a trend, or do we see society gravitating towards it, or a new hype that can be shot down and short-lived? Well, for one thing, it seems like society somewhat is gravitating towards it, because it has a lot of various uses for these so-called water pods. From what I've been looking into is that these pods can not only be used for water, but it can be used for other liquid items as well, which also cuts down and reduces the uses of plastic. So it might be a trend. I can see it being a trend and not just a hype and short-lived, even though it was put out in 2017. And we're like at the ending of 2018, but how industry goes, we can't really depend on the length of time, because research can be put into a lot of things and it takes a long length of time in order to come up with sound research. And then later on, once they put it out, it's the best product that ever happened because the time and effort has been put in. And very well, there are some things that are short-lived and they've still been put in enough time. So the verdict is still out on that. Now, the second question up is it natural? Well, according to the makers of these edible water pod, the outer material, or what they call the membrane, It's made out of seaweed. Now, to me, seaweed is edible enough because I've eaten seaweed in various forms and it tastes good to me. But everyone have their own required thought and taste. And seaweed seems to be coming more in rotation in our food industry because of the various ways that they can form and make seaweed into different things that we eat. And like I said, I've done sushi, and that's wrapped in seaweed. Awesome. I've seen seaweed wrapped in other things, and it seemed to be whole. It seems to hold pretty well just by a small glaze of water on the end and connecting the two pieces together. It's almost like glue. Now, seaweed is a natural material, and I can see they're using this as a form of outer layer, a membrane in order to contain the liquid that's in. I can see that happening. Seaweed is pretty much a dark greenish kind of to black kind of color. Well, from what these membranes look like, they're clear. How they get the clear consistency, I don't know. That's up to the company. But it's also made from 100%. It's also made from a 100% plant base. Seaweed is a water plant, so I can see the plant-based material. Plus, seaweed is biodegradable. And they say that it is 100% biodegradable material. I can also see that taking place as well. Now, what they say you can do with these things is various ways. They say you can sip the pod, you know, just kind of bite into it and sip the water out. And you could throw away the pod itself. That's why it's biodegradable. It won't get washed up in the system. And they says it takes a total, or you can just eat it, the whole thing. Just pop it in your mouth. Like one of those round donut balls that come out of donuts. And I did an essay on edible treats. And they're almost like the same size. They're round balls or, you know, oval oblong balls that is filled with these things. So, you know, like I said, everything is starting to become connected and related. Now, they say that once you throw them away, that they break down in 4 to 6 weeks once they're tossed. And in 4 to 6 weeks, still, how many length of time it takes to break down, it's still not harmful to our environment. Now, this can revolutionize the plastic bottle escape. We're trying to move away from everything plastic, like the plastic straw, plastic containers, you know, and these containers with the triangular symbol on the bottom with the numbers that represent biodegradable and not biodegradable. So you have to look at the containers. Well, with these pods, you don't have to worry about stamping anything on it because it is automatically biodegradable. So that's another plus, that it might revolutionize the plastic bottle escape. Also, it was mentioned in research that these edible pods can replace 480 billion bottles, plastic bottles made annually. 480 billion bottles is a lot of bottles. And that is going into our landfills, into waste areas that never gets broken down. Just to kind of throw a little tidbit in there, there's a pen that I buy. Love these pens. They come in black and blue. And they're made from recycled bottles. I love these pens. Can't tell you the company that makes them, but it's a very reputable company. And even the ink inside is non-lead based. Love it, love it, love it, because they're made from recycled bottles. So, also, my research stated that a lot of these bottles that end up in the landfill don't even get recycled. Now, I know some states across the United States recycle their bottles and recycle materials altogether, but there are some states that don't. So, of course, when these bottles end up in a landfill, they don't get recycled and they don't break down, which causes havoc. So it's like a six of one, half dozen of the other. We need to recycle them to help lessen what gets thrown into the landfill as far as plastic and into our ocean and killing off our wildlife and our sea life. So, but not every state recycles plastic. So that's another legislative thing. And I don't truly want to get into that on this platform. But nonetheless, it helps. It helps if we recycle them. Now, the verdict is still out on whether this, the edible water pod is a trend or if it's a hype. Everyone has their own opinions, and I would definitely like to hear them from my listeners on whether you think the edible water pod is a trend that society is definitely going to gravitate to, or it's just a hype and it's short-lived. It's just some random item that seems to be coming out there and no one is really going to care too much about it. Me personally, you know, I love to indulge in things that are natural, things that have a tendency to help the health and wellness of our society. So if I see these around, I might just go ahead and indulge myself and see how, you know, and just see how it is. Because, you know, water is tasteless. It doesn't have any taste. But the fact of it being into something that you can eat. Oh, the other thing I forgot to tell my listeners is that right now the premise, the membrane, might be a little delicate. So it's not something that you can pretty much carry around in, you know, a little knapsack with a couple of these baubles in there. I think they're still working on that, you know, to kind of how you're going to carry these things. And someone made a comment and stated that if you're trying to carry these things and they're delicate, that means as you have to, if you're going to sell them at events and the supermarket and schools, wherever, if you're going to put them out there, that means says you're going to have to put them in a packaging. Here it is, another situation that we're going to use packaging to contain something that doesn't need any, or getting away from packaging. So it's a little asinine right there too. So right now, you know, there's some tweaks that they need to tweak and come up with some solutions to a lot of questions that we might have. But, you know, they're working on it. So like I said, I feel it's a trend. Some might not feel it's a trend. But if you do, let me know. And shoot me some information. Or if you want to talk about it more, listen, just hit me up on my podcast, Natural Times with Taliba Johnson. And until then, you have a natural day. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.